time for our Tech Talk Tuesday discussion. Net here op Smile FM. Natien is Jansa van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za. We know he's a very busy man, so he's joining us via the good old telephone call today. Hello, Dennis. How's it going, bud? Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, not too bad. Okay, well, at least we have you on the line. Interesting topic today with regards to green energy. Where's it going? What scientists figure out? And you're about to give us a bit of a biology lesson.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating the kind of steps and discoveries that scientists make, and how, even though it's in a completely different area, it can have this massive impact on things that is important to us on a day-to-day basis. And the scientists have announced that they've observed a missing step in the photosynthesis process in plants for the very first time. So we know more or less how the whole process works, but it was just that final step that, you know, we couldn't really understand, because obviously it happens at very, very, minute scales. But scientists at the National Accelerator Laboratory have announced that they have taken extremely high-resolution images of this process actually happening in real time. And it's quite fascinating. And I think that it's going to change the way we think about photosynthesis as a whole, and we might be able to kind of hijack that process in making photovoltaic panels a lot more efficient, capturing more energy from sunlight and from photons, which is essentially what plants do every day.
I love this because, again, constantly we look to nature to solve our own issues. Is there any way that you can unpack what is this little missing step that we only observe now with regards to photosynthesis?
Yes, the way that they've tried to kind of explain it in layman terms for us normal folk is they've kind of related it to baseball. So, there's the four bases that players run around mm-hmm. during a baseball match. And effectively, we had observed after the ball is hit, which in this metaphor is when the photon hits the plant, that we've looked at the first base, second base, third base. We know exactly how that process works. But now what's happened is understanding that final slide, the player rounds the corner and he hits for the home plate, and the final slide has now been understood, because the part we didn't really understand is what happens mechanically within the cell that then takes that energy and obviously creates energy for the plant, but then it releases oxygen. And that is the final step that we had not really understood. We knew that plants made oxygen, we just didn't really know how. And it is that final process, that mechanical process that happens in the cell, that they think that we could use in photovoltaic cells. And they're even talking about the way we can harness that to capture carbon, which is obviously also what plants do.
Exactly. Well, that is fascinating indeed. Well, it seems like the landscape for, particularly when it comes to solar panels and energy, is going to be changing quite a lot
exactly.
in the near future.
Yeah, the more we learn about how nature works, the closer we get to using those same principles in our human-made processes that help us in day-to-day life. It's fascinating.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Tiernis. It just goes to show once again how vitally important it is to look after Mother Nature. Tiernis, fascinating. Bye-bye, donkey.
Thank you.
Awesome. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday with Tiernis on the line. Net hier op Smile FM.